The youth will be presenting their mission trip to Houston, Texas. So glad to see each and every one of you here with us this morning to worship the Lord and to hear these reports. So I encourage you to go ahead and to stand and to worship along with us with the song Awake and Alive.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for letting us all get here safely, Lord, so we can learn more about you. Please help the church to continue to love and follow you, God. And please help the families of Gerald Gillespie and Frankie Scott as they're going through this rough time. Please pray for Operation Christmas Child, that the boxes that we send out will reach children that need to know you and that they will be saved. Please help the youth ministry to love and serve you, God, and for our parents to have wisdom as they disciple us. And please pray for the men's breakfast this Saturday, that we'll have a good turnout and for us to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Wasn't that awesome? Wow. I'm going to drop this down so the kids don't hide behind it. That's too low. In the meantime, I have to squat down here. Now, you guys didn't have the privilege of hearing Matthew Counts play a beautiful piece on the piano in the early service, too, and he did an awesome job as well. What a blessing it is how Lord has blessed us with such the amount of musical talent as he's put in our church with our young people. Just awesome. Anyway, I'm going to get out of the way here because I know you'd rather hear the kids speak, and I'll share a little bit at the end, but this is a representation of most everybody. There's a few missing that went on our Kids Club crew, if I can say it correctly, mission trip back in June. So I'm going to let Bear Woodard start things off and share a little bit about what the Lord did during that week.
Hello, my name is Bear Woodard and I will be starting things off. First of all, I want to thank the church for making it possible for us to go on this mission trip. We stayed at Heaven Sent Ministries. It was fun because we had the opportunity to serve in this community. The bunk beds were fun. The showers, I did not like cleaning the showers. I want to thank Miss April for the food, and I want to thank you for being here today.
My name is Casey Cunningham. On the missions trip, we did lots of different things around the around town. We worked at Tender Mercies, packaging steaks. We visited with some people. We picked up trash behind the pavilion bathrooms here. We packaged some food at Heaven Sent Ministries. We did a car wash, and we did a soccer outreach. When we did the car wash, we did it as a fundraiser for the Able Center. And we were all soaking wet when we were done. We were all working together like a team. And we did different fun things. We had lunch at playgrounds and parks. We had nighttime snacks and games. And then on Friday, we went to the Christian Spark Aquatic Center and to Extreme Springs.
Hi, my name is Lexi DeLong, and today I'm going to be telling you about Tender Mercies. It is a food pantry that serves over about 1,500 families a month. And while we were at Tender Mercies, the first thing we did was package meat. And there was another room that everyone got to go in, and the lady in that room told us about what the people need to have in the three boxes of food. Some examples are corn, beans, and whenever we first came in, there was a man that had on a ripped shirt, and I felt very bad for him, so I prayed for him. That is what we did at Tender Mercies.
Good morning. My name is Kate Sheets. I'm 9 years old and in fifth grade. I was saved a few years ago at home with my parents. I was very excited about the opportunity to go on the Kids Club missions trip so that I could share my faith with others while serving the Lord. Several nights during our trip, we did a soccer outreach in Princeton. One evening, I invited a girl that was playing on the playground to join us playing soccer. I was able to take time to witness to her through our evening activities and track. After sharing the gospel with her, I was blessed to be able to lead her to the Lord in salvation. I would like to take a few minutes now to share the track with you that I used. It's a little Welcome to Heaven track that has a story in it, and it tells you that your spiritual birthday is in it and that stuff. And as we talked about on the missions trip, all testimonies are important. I am so thankful for this opportunity to work in our community, serving the area and sharing the gospel with people.
Hello, my name is Sarah Bowden, and I'm going to talk a little bit about when we packaged food on the Kids Club Crew mission trip. We were able to package 4,320 meals. My favorite place to package in the line is ceiling. I like ceiling because I can toss the bags of food on the stacking table. The food is packaged with only four ingredients. These ingredients are soy, vitamin powder, dried vegetables, and rice. This is how the food gets into the boxes. First, you put the ingredients into the bag in this order: soy, vitamin powder, dried vegetables, and then rice. Then you weigh the bag. The weight has to be in between 398 grams and 402 grams. If the bag is too heavy, you have to take some rice out. If the bag is not heavy enough, you put more rice in. Then you seal the bag. After you seal it, you put it on the stacking table. When you have packed, weighed, and sealed 36 bags, you put them in the box. After all the bags are in the box, you tape the box closed. Then you put the box at the end of the table, and someone will come and pick it up. Then the box will go where all the other finished boxes go. The whole process is not hard to do. It just takes time. For me, working at Heaven Sent Ministries was a little different than packaging in the gym or another church building. But I have fun anyway. I want to thank the church for making the Kids Club Crew mission trip possible. My favorite part was the fun day, but I had fun the other days too.
Don't go anywhere. Try to get it where it was, James. Sorry, he'll give me a hard time tomorrow about messing with his stuff. What a privilege it is to work with your children, with these guys. And what a joy it was for Miss Kristen and I to spend that week together with them, get to know them better. You know, you always get to know people better when you working with them over long periods of time. But when you're sleeping with them or hoping that they will go to sleep, you get to know them in a special way. So, yes, it was a blessing. It was fun. We did have lots of fun, but we got opportunities to do many, many wonderful things for the Lord as well, as you heard. We were able to, some of the kids were able to share the gospel with some children of their age. Some folks, sometimes you may wonder why we do this. Why take fourth and fifth graders on a mission trip? Because kids this age tend to get bored quickly. Do you guys get bored easy? Yeah, you do. You do. So you have to keep them moving, you know, and sometimes they don't have the skills that older teens have or adults have. But I think we have to keep in mind that practically everything a child does in their life is new. It's a new experience. So they're growing and learning. So taking them on mission trips at this young age is an opportunity for them to grow in their skills and their spiritual walk in sharing the gospel and learning how to serve the Lord. It opens the doors for them to serve. Kids love to help, don't they? They always want to do. They always want to be involved. They always want to please adults. And in this type of environment, it gives the opportunity to allow them to serve, allow them to do things that maybe they wouldn't have had a chance to do in any other place. I'll teach them how, by serving the Lord in things like packaging meat at Tender Mercies or playing soccer with kids in a park, how that pleases their Heavenly Father, and what their call is as a Christian to share what God has done in their lives with others. And kids this age, you know, they serve without fear. They can have opportunities that we as adults don't. When you take a baby into a room, folks light up. You know, it just brings smiles. You can't help but smile. The kids this age, the things they say, just the way they say it, it just brings new light, new humor. Just opens up doors that we as adults won't necessarily have. Also, they don't have those fears that we have of, you know, what the other person looks like, or, hey, I might see that person at Kroger next week and I don't want to do such and such, you know. They don't have those fears. For instance, when we planned our soccer outreach out, I had different jobs for each one of them to do, and I wanted to start with the ones that were going to teach the lessons on those evenings. And you know how that always is. It's like this. Hear the crickets? You ask, does someone want to teach? You hear the crickets. You know, with this age group, I said, well, I need three people who would like to teach. And they're all arguing. You know, I want to do it. I want to do it. They're so enthusiastic and willing to do anything, no matter what it is. It's so refreshing and such a way for me to learn, to have that childlike faith that we're all as Christians should have. God can use kids too, and He does. And it's an honor to watch the Lord work through these guys and use Him for His glory. I want to say a special thank you to the adults that helped out during this week. Miss April, of course, you heard that she did most of the cooking for us and blessed us in that way. Her husband, Nick, Miss Jennifer Moore, Brian Petrie, of course, my wife, Miss Kristen, did many, many things to help make this week happen. Miss Michelle DeLong, Shiloh Woodard, and of course Heaven Sent Ministries for opening up their facility to us, allowing us to use that, prepare meals there, meet there, all those things. What a blessing it was to be there and to use that facility. And a big thank you to all the families that participated with us. We had two outreaches where we opened it up to the kids' families to come and let's all serve together. What a joy that was to see you parents leading your children by example in serving the Lord. So thank you for your heart to see your kids be a blessing to our community, to see them grow in their relationship with the Lord. And thank you, church, for the opportunity to do that and to share, speak into the lives of the children here in our family. Thank you.
All right. So as the youth come up to present the tell you a little bit about the Houston mission trip, I just want to start off by thanking Frankie for driving with me. He drove one of the 15 passenger buses, and I drove the other, and drove 2,745 miles round trip. So I'm not sure if I scared him away or not, but I guess I'll find out. But I appreciate his help, and then Sarah and Jill also drove another van. But we had a great trip, and I'll let the kids tell you about it.
Good morning. My name's Kate Bing, and I'm going to tell you about our trip to Texas. We went there to help with the flooding from Hurricane Harvey. We left on a Sunday morning, drove to Mississippi, and stayed at a hotel there. When we woke up in the morning, we ate breakfast and then drove the rest of the way to Texas. I thought it was a really long trip. We stayed at Chinese Baptist Church there in Houston, and it was kind of them to let us stay there and give us food and take care of us. When we got there, we went to the rooms we were going to be staying in for the week. We had to share our room with another church group, so we used a partition to separate the rooms. After that, we went to a park and looked at where all the flooding had been from the hurricane. I felt sad for all the people whose houses had been under all the deep water had been ruined. We went back to the church and separated into different church groups, which were each assigned a different damaged house. Each morning, we would split up into our work groups and then go our separate ways. Every night, we would go to the game room, play some games, and then eat dinner. On the way home from Texas, we went to the beach and to a water park. I thought it was really fun. The trip home took 2 days. I was happy to be able to help all the people from the damage from the hurricane, and I was impressed with the family I worked with because even though they were having really hard times, they still praised God. Thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Good morning. I'm Bradley McKenzie, and I'm here to talk to you about our house. I was in a group with Pastor James and Kate, and we worked with this lady named Miss Barbara, and of course, like with the hurricane and all, her house had flooded and everything, and she didn't know how to swim, so she had to like walk through like 3 feet of water, three blocks to get to her sister's house, I think it was, and her husband, he was like asleep on the couch, and he didn't go. And that kind of messed with him later on because he ended up getting a staph infection or something like that. So while we were there, he was in like a big neck brace. But yeah, and it was really rough for her because she had been caring for her mom that previous year. And all of her mom's stuff, she passed away, and all of her stuff was in her house. So it's all gone because of the flood. But overall, she had just... She was really faithful with God, and she was positive, and she was just letting God lead the way. And what we did there was we mudded the walls to, like, connect the two, and we had to sand a lot. Like, there was a lot of sanding because the bottom or top was, like, sticking out too much, so we had to sand that down. Then we mudded it, and then we had to sand that again. So, yeah, there was sand dust everywhere. And, or dust, I don't know. But yeah, I just want to thank, Johnson's Chapel for giving us this, opportunity to go on this awesome mission trip to Houston. And thank you for all your prayers and, however you, gave your money to this or helped us out. And I just want to thank you for that.
Morning. I tell y'all, I told the first service, I wrote stuff down and I left it at home, so I'm just winging it. But or practice one time. I just want to start by just saying thank you guys for your prayer and your support and just making this trip possible. And I also want to thank our leaders, Frankie, James, Sarah, April, and Jill. Just It was a long trip, a lot of driving, especially for them, and just putting up with us. And just always, we always have a blast on these trips. So just thank you to them. But going into this trip, I had a lot of expectations on what we were going to do and what we were going to be like. You know, I thought with our group of guys, we could go down there and fix up 4 or 5 houses, you know, get all this stuff done. And we get there, and I totally get split up from our group. I get put with this little tiny, really redneck group from right outside of Houston. There were about 10 of them and just me, so there was 11 of us. And we get put on one house with just a little bit of sheetrock work in there. It really wasn't much. I'm like, oh, we could do this in 2 days. And we didn't even finish it. So, and I really got frustrated with not getting enough work done because no one in our group really knew how to put up sheetrock. So we were kind of just winging it. And I came home really frustrated. You know, I went all the way down there to do work, and we really didn't get a whole lot done. And I saw these other groups finishing multiple houses, and so I was just really frustrated. But then the biggest thing I got from the trip was it's not about the work or how much you get done. It's about the relationships that you make through the work. And when we were just sitting there, barely knowing what to do with the sheetrock, we just got to hang out with the family, the lady. She was a widow, and her daughter lived with her, and her son. And the son's dad wasn't in the picture. So we just got to love on the son, me and 2 other guys. And just like the last day, we had a water balloon fight. And our leader, he was the guy from Houston. He got real mad at us because we ruined like a few sheets of sheetrock from water. But that was like one of the highlights of my trip. So, yeah, it was just the relationships is really what mattered. And that's what I got from this trip. So thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Kara, and this mission trip was definitely the best mission trip spiritually that I've ever been on. Throughout the week, I worked at a house for a lady that had very little family. That week, my group became like our family. At our work site, we would help rebuild anything on her house that needed rebuilt from Hurricane Harvey. And before lunch, we would take a break and we would do devotions. That week, I led devotions for our group. The day before, when we assigned the roles, I was very hesitant to volunteer for this job because I felt like it was a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I felt like God was tugging at my heart to do it. At the time, I had no clue that God would use these devotions to teach me something so special. That first night, me and Savannah Belcher sat in the hallway outside of our room and talked about what we wanted God to do on our lives on and after this trip. The main thing we wanted was for God to show us His plan for our lives. That was on our heart all night. The next day, in my group devotion, it was about that exactly. On the way home, I just prayed and thanked God for that lesson. I remember this moment exactly. When Savannah finally came back, I had to tell her, and we both almost started crying. The next night was a big prayer meeting where everybody on the mission trip would come in a room, and that night, it was about that too. I believe a big part of it was when we prayed before the lesson, the preacher said, pray that God will work through your life in this lesson. Me and Savannah both prayed that God will show us His plan for why we're here on this trip and after. I learned that I'm never going to know what God's exact plan is for me. If you live your life according to God, He will show His plan for you. I feel like if I would have never gone on this trip, I would have never learned to live my life so worthy of God. When the preacher started to talk about it, me and Savannah looked at each other and both started crying. This mission trip was so powerful and life-changing for me. I'm closer to God now than I've ever been. I'm very thankful that James took us on this mission trip and for y'all supporting us throughout it all. Overall, it was a big symbol of humility, seeing people's houses destroyed and then them being so thankful for the littlest things. Rebuilding the houses was so much fun, even though it got really messy. You can ask Frankie. It wasn't good. And we had a lot of fun with meeting new people. Everyone did very good. Ephesians 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for believers in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Good morning. My name is Amelia Garrett. I am in the 8th grade, and this summer I attended the youth mission trip to Houston, Texas. I want to start by thanking everyone who donated money and helped in some way to make our trip possible. I can assure you that it went to an amazing cause. Going on that trip was an amazing and sometimes quite a unique experience. So many things are different there, including the land, which is like really flat there, there's no mountains, the accents, the food, and even the people. First, I want to thank the people in my group for making my experience at the house so interesting and telling me all about Texas, including arguing over whether they're called the Appalachian or the Appalachian Mountains. Even though I messed up with the screwdriver all the time, sang songs and did all the work wrong, though I'm not saying I didn't try, and blasting music through the house, I had such a good time bonding with those I didn't know and growing close to those that I did know. And by the way, our group leader was like a really cool guy, but I had such a good time with him, and I loved seeing the house owner's reaction whenever she came back. She was so sweet to us. She always made sure the air conditioning was always on because it was really hot there. She always got us water and Gatorades and brought us donuts and the kolache. It's like bread and sausage and cheese, but it was really good, and she always brought them to us. And we didn't really know what they were. Yeah, so next, I want to thank our youth group for making this such an amazing experience. You guys will always make a two-day drive halfway across the continental United States worthwhile. I loved singing to 80s music and taking two-hour naps the whole way. So many memories were made while we were there, and I think a lot of them I think of every day. I really think God burned in my heart during this trip. Seeing the destruction during that flood and the devastation of the houses and public areas made me realize how much we take for granted. I loved helping to rebuild houses and also share the gospel with those in Texas. Hebrews 6:10 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. This verse really speaks to me and relates to the work we did in Texas. Sometimes we wonder why God lets these horrible things happen and begin to turn away from God because we wonder, why did He choose me? Why did it have to happen? But I'm here to tell you this. God always has a plan for us and will always know what to do and how to provide in situations like this. One night we had a huge prayer meeting where every church that came to Houston gathered in a big room for a small church service and singing of a couple songs. I was going through some spiritual problems before that meeting. I think I came out of that room a changed person. The story, the songs, and the overall feel of that room was beautiful and overall life-changing. Though the showers were in a trailer, it was scorching hot, and I wasn't very good at doing anything physical, it was definitely an amazing experience I will always remember. Again, I want to thank everyone who made this trip possible, and I was truly blessed to go on this trip to Texas. Thank you.
Good morning. Our trip to Houston was a great experience. I have to say that I was a little nervous having four children and having to leave them, and two of them went with, the older ones did go with us and stayed with their grandmother in Houston while we were there, which worked out good. The other two stayed here, and so I was a little nervous, but the Lord definitely gave me peace during that time, and I'm so thankful that I went, especially since James and I had just started in January. It was such a great experience to get to know the leaders better and to get to know the teenagers better. When you go on trips like this, you do build stronger relationships and make a lot of memories. And so I'm very thankful that I went. As James mentioned, I drove our van, and Miss Jill was my designated co-pilot. And so I'm very thankful that she came and helped me stay awake, and we ate a lot of Skittles and learned a lot about each other. And that was fun. When we got to Houston, we stayed at Chinese Baptist Church, and the people there were very encouraging. That was an awesome experience to be there. They were super friendly and always asking if we needed anything, and they were so thankful that we were there to help them rebuild the different homes in their town, and we would tell them thank you, and they would say no, thank you. And so that was just an awesome experience, even though we'd never met those people, that we had a common bond as brothers and sisters in Christ and being able to reach out in their community and help them. As mentioned earlier with World Changers, they split you up into different groups. And in my group, on my crew, I had a few people from our youth group. Abby and Preston and Jared were with me, and it was encouraging to see how hard they worked. We were able to get a good bit of work done in the house that we were in. We did some mudding and a lot of painting, and able to fix a roof on the deck of their house. And we got to meet the not the owner of the house, but his daughter, because he was rather old. We got to meet, and he was in the nursing home, I think, at the time, waiting. And so we didn't get to meet him, but we got to meet his daughter, and it was a great encouragement to see her and pray with her. I enjoyed watching the kids work really hard, and we didn't get a chance to share the gospel with anyone in our community. I know some groups did, but we did get to, we were able to encourage other believers, and just the group that we were with, there were some people from, you know, it was neat to see all the different believers from all over the country, because there was people from Washington and Texas, obviously, and then Georgia and Alabama, and we were the farthest east, I think. There was just people from all over, and so it was neat to see just everyone coming together different in the body of Christ to show God's love. And in the evening each night, we would get together and we would talk about things that were going on, and it was neat to hear the other groups and kind of hear how they were doing and what they were getting chances to do. And so overall, it was a really encouraging trip to see God work through our lives and the lives of the people there. And I'd like to close with Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as you have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." So thank you so much for your prayer and your support while we were gone.
So as we prepare to wrap up here to this morning, all honor and glory goes to God. We thank Him for the opportunities that He gave to the crew as they served here locally, and as He gave the opportunity for the youth to go to Houston and to serve and to minister there. We thank God for all those opportunities that He gave us to serve and to show the love of Christ to brothers and sisters in Christ, and also opportunities to share the gospel with those that are not yet believers. I want to thank the youth and the praise band for all of your hard work. And the praise band's been working for about 6 weeks on these different songs and new songs that they've learned, and we're so proud of them, thankful for all the hard work and effort that they've put in. I also want to thank each one of you, the crew kids and the youth, as you take the opportunity to share your testimonies. We thank you for having the courage to get up here and to do that. We know that it's not an easy thing to do, and we thank you for doing that. We also want to thank all of you as parents. We want to thank you, parents, for the opportunity you give us on a weekly basis to serve and to minister, to invest in your children and the children's ministries and the youth ministries. We thank you so much for those opportunities and for trusting us with your children. And we also want to thank you, Johnston Chapel, our church, for all the love and care, support, the prayers for the groups as they went on their trips. Thank you for just your love and your desire to see our children, our youth grow up to be people that would love and serve Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for the love and support of this church. And the last group I'd like to recognize is our youth leaders. So anybody that serves as a youth leader, if you'd please stand. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you to each one of you for all the time you take to invest in our students on a weekly basis. We truly appreciate that very much. And so as we wrap up our service this morning, we've reflected on all that's happened on these mission trips. We've sung these praises to God. I want us to go out here rejoicing and praising Him for all the things that He's allowed us to do. Now, as 1 Timothy 1:17 says, "Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." At this time, Chandler Mills is going to come and close us in a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us all to come here this morning to worship you, Lord, and hear about the kids' crew trip here locally and our trip to Houston, Texas. I just thank you, Lord, for letting those trips go well and letting us witness to all those people down there and just letting us get a lot of work done. I'd like to thank you, Lord, for our youth group particularly. Thank you, Lord, for everybody's willingness to go on the trip and how hard everybody worked down there. And then just thank you, Lord, for this church and all the support everybody's given us. And I just pray for the future of our youth group and church, and just keep us safe throughout our week and give us a safe travel home. Amen.